Welcome to the SDC Daily Podcast. This term we're looking at Matthew's Gospel. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hello and welcome to our daily podcast. We hope you're well this Tuesday. My name is James and we're continuing to look at the most famous sermon in history, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And today our passage is Matthew 7, verses 1 to 14. And there is so much stuff we could look at here. Some of it is strange, even ludicrous or unbelievable to our ears. The first half is about about relationships, the kind of relationships Jesus wants us to have in Christian communities. And the second half is all about prayer. We won't have time to look in detail at the second half of our verses today. But as a helpful illustration for us to consider, if we want to have relationships that look like verses 1 to 6, then we can practice praying like verses 7 to 11. And to read all of the verses in full, you can find it in the podcast description today or in your real life actual Bible. But today we're going to be focused on verses 1 to 6. Now, before I get into it, I recently watched a docudrama on Netflix called The Social Dilemma. I really recommend it. It's a short film that tracks the influence of big tech companies like Facebook and others over our opinions today. It's one of those documentaries that has divided opinion, which is ironic in itself, and we'll get to why. Of course, people more informed than I have been speaking about this for years, but this production was tracking the rise of social media against the divisiveness we now find ourselves living in with our opinions, especially around our economics, our politics, and our ethics. Statistically, it was shown that we are more polarized today than we were 30 years ago, and we have less examples, less tools on how to disagree well. And so we have our Bible verses today that speak so well into this topic. It's called judging others. And these are Jesus' words for us to consider. Jesus says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." So what is Jesus forbidding here? Is Jesus really saying that we're not to form any sort of opinion about others? Well, no. He can't mean that, because he regularly disagreed with the ideas and the practices of the status quo around him. Just think for a moment of Jesus turning over the tables in the temple in Matthew 21. Surely he can't mean we can't disagree. Well, there are deeper heart attitudes that Jesus is condemning. One that comes to mind for us to think through today is that of superiority, thinking that we are better than others. And in other words, what are the motives behind our disagreement? Do we judge others in a sense of condemning and punishing? Or when we criticize, are we trying to strengthen the relationship? Let me illustrate this. There are many things I've learned over the years from our interim leaders, Tom and Clarissa Finnemore. And I won't start a list here, but if you haven't noticed, Tom especially has a way with phrases. His mind is like a sponge for TV quotes, Bible verses, and idioms that just make me cringe. One of my favourite things that he says is, "My lovely wife will give me feedback for that." And I've begun to adopt that phrase into our family language. To mixed reviews right now, but here's why I love it. We sometimes have to disagree with one another. That is the brutal reality of life. And the messy and beautiful process of maturing any healthy relationship or community. There's going to be times when we need to do conflict, when we do not see eye to eye, and we're going to have to give each other feedback. The spirit the feedback is given in is of the utmost importance. Criticism tears down. Feedback listens first, evaluates, and responds. And the world needs more of that right now. to finish our reflection today, we've got one of the famous metaphors that Jesus uses. It's really well known about the speck in the eyes of others and the plank in our own. When we have anything like this in our eyes, an alien object, we simply can't see. Even just the smallest of things can cause pain on your eyes to water or worse. And if there are behaviours or faults, things that we do that the Bible calls sin, that we're carrying around, it destroys our ability to really see, spiritually speaking. And we need each other to put it right and to help each other out. Our Bible passage today reminds us that we are not to tear each other down, but to maintain healthy relationships. In other words, there will be a balance to be struck. We shouldn't always avoid difficult conversations, but when we do, we are to speak the truth in love. There must be humility. There must be respect. There must be a desire to strengthen relationships and not to just beat people up with our words and win arguments. For me, the documentary that I referenced earlier highlighted a competitive spirit in the world to win at all costs. Yes, technology can be incredibly helpful at connecting us. It's also shown to be one of the tools that most effectively divide us too. It was a useful spotlight. But more importantly, the Bible passage today reminds us that no one is without sin. The life and death and resurrection of Jesus has made it possible for us to be forgiven of all of our sins. If for a moment we take on that perspective and slight bizarre metaphor that we may have once had a plank in our eye removed by Jesus, we can go in humility out into the world grateful, thankful that Jesus has done a mighty work in our lives, not with moral superiority, but instead with humility to help remove the specks in eyes of others. If you have time today, read the rest of the passage on prayer and the Father Heart of God. It's wonderful, challenging and inspiring. But let's finish today by praying. God, thank you for saving us. Though our eyes were once chocker full of metaphorical planks and splinters, through Jesus you've removed all of the rubbish, and we are thankful. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that we may in love participate in building healthy relationships and demonstrating healthy community. Especially today, we pray that in our divided world, our church and the church of our city would be known as a people who speak the truth in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Matthew 7, verses 1 to 14. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the plank out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give to dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Still your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, I'm caught in your grace, everlasting. Your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame. You will above all else, my purpose remains, the art of losing myself. In bringing you praise everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades, never ending. Your glory goes beyond all fame. In my heart and my soul, I give you control, consume me from the inside. Cry.